Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's another episode of Black Seinfelds, the show about absolutely... Bastion, you want to take over this? I know what I'm doing, sir.
No, it's very loud.
That's because your headphones are loud, sir.
No, it's pretty low right now.
Welcome back to Black Seinfeld. This is a show about absolutely nothing, okay?
Absolutely nothing.
I go by the name of Psyche for all you fellas. Ladies, you can call me Trinidaddy, okay?
Are we still doing that?
I'm still doing... Yo, you don't... Bruh, that name has been sticking. You, like, you have no idea.
I like that.
Intern Mike is here as well.
That's dope. I love that name.
Thank you.
Pause.
How you feeling, man?
It's an interesting week.
It's been an interesting week. We just want to thank y'all for tuning in once again to the show. This intellectual ignorance, man, it's been a lot going on. In the realm of hip hop, it's a lot going on personally because you know Bastion out here. I'm proud of this man. I'm really proud of him, man. He's about to graduate.
Thank you.
So white people be afraid.
Well,
black man college degree out here doing big things.
Months ago, but I had to walk for the people.
Yeah, you have to.
Which is understandable.
Exactly.
So yeah, and also tomorrow my birthday.
Hey.
And it's funny because. It's like the 1 year anniversary. It was the first time I've been on the WBAI.
Yeah, that's right. That's crazy.
Last year, we did the episode
with Jesse.
It
was a Trump watch.
So that was my first time on live radio.
That's right.
It was pretty interesting.
Hey, man. And a year later, look at you now, bro. You about to get a degree.
Yes.
You
got the degree. I'm about to walk.
Well, you're going to walk.
Thank you.
You're going to have some... You have a radio show.
Uh-huh.
You got real things happening.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of you. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you. So what's been going on with you?
Nothing. I'm just proud of you. That's it. That's literally it.
Bet.
There's nothing else going on in my neck of the woods except for, you know, this new persona known as Trinidaddy. You know what I'm saying? It's been working, bro. It has been working. Yeah. Ladies have really been calling me Trinidaddy. Especially the Dominicans, that nice little Dominican Trinidaddy, that fire, bro. Why are you
shaking my head?
Why?
Let's just go on with the show.
No,
it's a long episode.
It's gonna be a long episode, but intern Mike is back from his trip.
And how was it?
It was lit. Well, it was cool. It was like, all right. I expected going in one thing, but coming back, it was like. Something else happened, and it was still good. Like, when I went to L.A., I expected, like, to go to the club, see celebrities and stuff like that.
Did you find any celebrities?
Not any ones that are worth talking about. And
true.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Celebrity.
But I went sightseeing. I went to every place in L.A. that you can think of. So that was cool.
So you went to all the hoods?
All the hoods, all the nice parts. I went to the sign, the Hollywood sign. That was pretty dope.
That's very touristy.
I went to Fat Burger.
Wait, the Hollywood sign?
Yeah, I went to the Hollywood sign.
So you went, like, near the area, near the hills?
I went to the hills. So I walked through Bel-Air.
Okay.
I walked through Bel-Air and all the Hollywood hills, all the mansions and stuff like that.
Wasn't that difficult?
Yes, it's a hike. Like, I thought that you was able to, like, climb up to the thing and, like, take it, like, right in front of the letters. But you got to, like, it's, like a couple feet down, like, couple things down from it. But you can, like, you got to, like, move to the sides to, like, get the whole Hollywood. But it was cool. It was straight. And it's against the law, like, but you be seeing, like, people, like, climbing up to do it. And I was like, I'm a black man in Hollywood Hills, so I'm not going to break no laws. Because they're going to call the police on me just for looking at them. So I was like, nope.
Well, they can't see you with all the smog in the city.
And it was sunny that day. So
and
I was
all
like,
the weed smoke.
Oh, yeah. That's all Hollywood smoke, like.
Interesting.
Just weed. There's a lot of smoke. Is there a lot of smoke in smog?
It's not a lot of smoke in smog. You just smell it.
Oh, true.
Like, you just be like, ooh.
Interesting, because I heard you can't really see the Hollywood sign like you used to back in the day.
Nah, you can see it. You can see it when you drive on the highway.
Okay.
You can see it when you walk past it. You can see it. Like, it's there. You just can't, like, touch it.
Gotcha.
Like, because it's very dangerous. I thought it wasn't dangerous, but it's, like, real dangerous. Like,
Why is it dangerous?
Because, like, it's like a lumpy hill. It's not, like, a smooth hill. It's, like, a lumpy hill. So, like, if you climb up to it, you're going to trip and you're going to hurt yourself. And I'm like, I'm not, this isn't like American Gladiators where these people were like climbing up and stuff like that. I was like, nah, I'm not doing all that.
That wasn't their first rodeo.
Yeah, right. I'm from Harlem. I'm from Harlem in East New York. We don't do that.
Yeah, uphills, that's it.
Yeah, I'm like, I can walk near it. And they got all the signs like, oh, you will get arrested if you go here. You'll get arrested if you go there. Like I said earlier, I'm a black man from East New York, Brooklyn. I am not trying to get arrested in Hollywood Hills.
Yeah, that's not going to be a good look. But it's going to add to your street credibility,
though. Facts.
Absolutely. You know who else has just been giving up all the smoke lately? Man, that man Pusha T, bro. That man Pusha T is on a mission to get Drake up out of here. First off, before we even get to this beef, okay, let's just talk about the Daytona album, okay? 7 tracks, which I thought it's basically a sitcom show. It's about 23 minutes, but there's so much content within those 23 minutes. It's a great album. What do you think?
No, I definitely agree. I like that sitcom comment, and all right, here's the deal with 7 tracks. I think 7 tracks works for some people. In Pusha T situation, one thing I realize is sometimes he might overdo it in the album. It feels like he's giving too much. Like some songs, you could talk about relationships, and then he'll be his normal cocaine talk. Mm-hmm. In this album, it was straight just cocaine, you know?
But it's cocaine for 40-year-olds, though. That's the difference. He seems like a more mature and refined drug dealer in this one.
Yeah. So in this concept, it's not an EP. It really is an album because it does have its sections, but it's just much smaller from the intro, middle, into the outro.
Pusha T album is adult contemporary hip-hop in the words of Charlamagne Tha God. It's more for an older audience, but it works. And for the first time in a while, when you think of an album, it actually tells a story. Like most albums that we've heard over the past couple months hasn't really been a story. They'll have one track talking about one thing and then another track talking about another thing. But this is actually a story where it's like, okay, I can't skip this track because it's going to relate to the track before. So I listen to it to a whole. I love it. I like his album. It's Pusha T music. Like you said a couple minutes ago, Pusha T is about rapping about cocaine.
Yeah.
That's his style. And we never get tired of it.
He's the patty cake man, like you said, in Grindin'. He's the patty cake man.
Because one thing he's good at is wordplay. You know, mm-hmm. he's a pen. He's always he has a pen in his hand, always writing something down. And what makes this album different is this is good music's kind of comic book lineup where you have everybody's albums kind of connected to each other. You know, everybody, there's 7 songs per each album. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to get a Kanye West album this week and a Kanye and Kid Cudi album next week, then the Nas, then Teyana Taylor, right?
Correct.
So this is the first one. We haven't had a Pusha T album since 2015, since he's
December 2015.
Wow, that's a long time ago. And now he's the president of Good Music. He's much more focused on up-and-coming artists that are signed, like Designer and Valet. Shout out to them. And it was necessary that he had to go first because the type of person he is, like, he needs his music for the summer. As I think he said he debated that he wanted his album to come in June because it feels better in June. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Kanye, he's the one that was controlling the whole project because this one is a bit different because his beats are much sharper and grittier. Mm-hmm. The samples aren't, like, as fulfilling as other samples, in my opinion. But I thought it was perfect for a rapper to rap on. You don't need a hip-hop song. So these beats were, like, very clear, chopped up, and had a lot of space in it to hear just the vocals of the rhymes. That's kind of my thoughts. I love the album. The only thing I don't like about the album was probably Rick Ross's verse.
Really?
Yeah. This kind of the only thing I just mentally skip.
I think Rick Ross was good for the Push album just because of content-wise. It works for me personally because Ross, big drug dealer character, Pusha, he moves that dope. So it's just a match made in heaven. I thought the verse was fine. It was fine. I don't have any problem with it. I did have a problem with yay, how do you respond? Whoop, shoop.
Whoop. I have no problem with that for a particular reason because it's like the arrogance and skill. And it, you could see it in the album, too, because during all this kind of hatred towards Ye era, well, not even it's hatred, not, but it's, yeah, it's like calling him out.
Hatred.
Okay, this calling him out era for all the nonsense he's been doing, he still is talented.
Oh, yeah. So without question, the beats was fire.
So he still is confident. And also has kind of a hit of arrogance, too. I don't like calling black people arrogant. That's kind of my thing.
Why don't you like calling black people arrogant?
Because we're just confident people. Mm. You call black people arrogant? I remember they had this whole top 10 list of arrogant artists, and all of them were black rappers, starting from Jay-Z and ending at Lil Wayne. So, no, they're just confident, right? So, it's like he didn't care. So, it kind of referenced from the last track from Lift Yourself. Great beat. Was like, I could do whatever I want.
What's your favorite tracks on the album, guys?
I like all of them.
Really?
Like I said, no, yeah, I'm not even trying to like sound like corny or too cliche. I'm just saying because like I said earlier, like there's no skippable tracks. Mm. It tells a story. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when I listen to it, like I can't like just separate like one track from it because it all blends together.
Yeah.
It's like gumbo to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense.
One of my favorite tracks is The Games We Played. And I love lines where he's like, yo, this is for the guys out there that used to listen to them dudes up in Yonkers. This is the dudes that used to listen to the guys from Straight Outta Compton talking about the Locks and, of course, NWA. You know, this is that real rap raw. This ain't on any of that weirdo-ish. This is that real rap, you know, tip.
One of my favorite songs is Come Back, Baby.
There's a lot of people who's loving Come Back, Baby.
Because that's probably one of the most hip-hop song on this album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other songs felt more rap. This one sounds like, because they used the sample as the hook.
Yeah.
So they add too much. I think they sampled like three different songs on this track. The Mighty,
absolutely.
Hannibal, then you had George Jackson, another separate song on the hook. This is like, when I heard all three songs separately outside of the sample, it's very interesting how he was able to fuse all those together.
And of course, you know, the elephant in the room being the last track, Infrared, which he's going at a few people. We're gonna switch this up a little bit, guys, because normally we just have one song a week, but now we're gonna actually have three songs. We're gonna play the whole Surgical Summer up until this part right now. So we're going to play you the last track off of Daytona. This is Infrared. We'll be right back. This is Black Seinfeld. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Infrared.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Infrared. Yeah. The game up. Beats is banging. Your hooks did it. The lyric penning equal to Trump's winning. The bigger question is how the Russians did it. It was written like Nas, but it came from Quentin. At the mercy of a game where the codes is missing. When the CEO's blinded by the glow is different. Believe in myself and the Coles and Kendricks. Let the sock puppets play and they rose and gimmicks. Remember Will Smith won the first Grammy, and they ain't even recognize Hov until Annie. So I don't tap dance for the crackers and sing Mammy, cause I'm posed to juggle these flows and nose candy. Yeah, Ferrari my 40th, blew the candles out. Tom Brady jukes, I had to scramble out. They be riding these waves, I pulled my sandals out. Had they Latin my Grammy, I went the Spanish route. Oh, now it's okay to kill baby. Looked at me crazy like I really killed a baby. Salute Ross, cause the message was pure. He see what I see when you see Wayne on tour. Flash without the fire. Another multi-platinum rapper trapped and can't retire. Get exposed, I see the cracks and I'm the liar. I've been exposed, I took the crack and built the wire. Now who do you admire? Your rap songs is all trying my patience. Them prices ain't real without inflation. I done flew it, I done grew it. Been a conduit. More than 9 bags on my b**ch, I done blew it. See through it, neck igloo it. Hablan Espanol, I eat to it. Let Steven talk streaming and Shazam numbers. I'll ensure that you getting every gram from us. Let's cram numbers. Easily, the only rapper sold more dope than me was Eazy-E. How could you ever write these wrongs when you don't even write your songs? But let us all play along. We all know what for real been waiting on. Push.
So get it. Hey. You know what I
That was Pusha T with Infrared from the Daytona album. Last track off the album. And he sent a little bit of shots, man. He sent some little jabs over at Drake, Birdman.
And the whole Cash
Money. Cash Money as a staff, record label, and as a mother effing crew.
This is, like, ironic, like, when I think about it, because, like, one of the clip's hit songs is, "What Happened to That Boy?" Like, Birdman's on it.
That is true.
And then also, Pusha T was, like, one of Drake's favorite rappers growing up.
Yeah.
Like, all of this to me is, like, so ironic.
Actually, you want to give a quick history between Pusha T and Cash Money?
So, I don't really believe in most of the parts of the history where they said Lil Wayne was jacking their style with the
bape. With the bape name?
Yeah, I was about to say that.
I don't believe that one. Like, no one really cared about that. Mm. But I do want to talk about the history, how Pusha T is a Lil Wayne fan.
Absolutely.
That's what I know. Pusha T loves Lil Wayne like everybody else. But I think he's upset that he signed such a terrible contract, and Lil Wayne's like okay with it. You know how, like, every year, there's a fight between Baby and Lil Wayne. Then by the end of the year, they're taking a picture together.
Because it's family business, like I keep telling you, bro.
It's highly frustrating for a fan to see Lil Wayne getting screwed over by his godfather, right?
No, that's his daddy.
That's his daddy. Stunting like my daddy.
I love you, daddy.
It's just ridiculous. So for the past few years, Pusha T is always, you know, adding them. That's just his thing. And it's pretty interesting.
Right before Ross with Idols Become Rivals, and I know that's what makes Birdman so notorious as of now.
Wait, Ross said kind of spoke about this on his album, right?
Right, that's Idols Become Rivals. That's the whole that's Birdman, something he Wayne said feud.
But that's something he said in the interview I think he did with Charlamagne. That's like he said that, and like people don't really say anything. They all agree, like, oh yeah. Well, Cash Money's messed up. But because Pusha T said it, it's like, oh, it's heat. It's a problem.
I mean, now that you mentioned Charlamagne has been saying this as well for a long time. And then that's how we have the whole put respect on my name.
Yeah.
And
I feel like it's a balance between dissing them and, like, just calling them out. It's like,
I don't think it's more of a diss. It's more of a, like, we're concerned because, one, we love the artists that are there, like Wayne. And you should pay these artists for properly.
Yeah, that's what. If you want to hear another song, is Exodus 23:1.
Right.
That song, it's much more thorough because he's focused on Cash Money as a whole. Mm. So that song came out like 3 years. No.
No.
Like 5 years ago.
5 years ago?
Yeah, sure? About 5 years ago.
That was around the same time where Mercy came out.
Yeah, that was like freshman year of college, college.
All right, so 2013?
2012, 2013.
So he's been doing this for a long time. Right. I think Drake's name was more involved in it by 2012.
Mm. Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
Right.
Like I said, look, there's a song out there with Pusha T and Lil Wayne rapping together. You understand? So I'm not saying that Pusha T hates Lil Wayne. It's not that type of beef. So it's just...
But
it's record label beef.
Right, but how does Drake come into play with this now, Bash?
Well, this is... All right, quick thing. This is how I feel. I feel like every company, music company, had the album since Wednesday, right? So I'm assuming Drake's people got it. So Drake started penning the song. So by Friday, when the album officially came out, couple hours, no, Let It Breathe, then he dropped the diss track.
No, but what I'm saying is, how does Drake play into the beef of just Pusha T and,
well, he's,
and Cash? Is it just because he's just Cash Money?
He's Cash Money. Top? He's part of the, he's one of the top rappers. Okay. And then you have the whole thing with Quentin.
Right.
But that's not like, he's been dissing him before the Quentin raps.
Okay, fair enough.
So that's my opinion.
Okay, let's not forget, Drake is a very methodical guy. Okay. Yeah,
no, good marketing. No,
he's very methodical. Okay. Come on. Let's learn from experience now.
Yeah.
Okay. Drake is not a fool. We've learned this with the whole Meek Mill beef. He's very, he likes to play a lot of chess. He's very strategic in the moves that he makes. So this is why this whole beef is interesting. It was very interesting.
I feel like I'm learning from my past mistake.
Exactly. of just counting out Drake.
No, no, like, never. I never counted out Drake.
We counted out Drake. If you remember the first time we actually did an hour show, we were talking about, we thought Meek Mill would come in and destroy Drake.
No, that's the difference. That's the difference. We did. We expected a battle.
Exactly.
That's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about, like, how Drake took over the situation. You know what I mean?
Right. I didn't expect that. You didn't either.
Yeah.
We have it recorded.
No. I'm saying I didn't expect it to not have the battle that we're getting right now.
Exactly.
I thought, Meek Mill will come back, then Drake will come back for another one.
Right.
That's not what happened. Exactly. But like I said, I'm learning from my mistake because the difference is a rapper like Meek Mill, he probably didn't think too much of the diss. Like, I'm looking back years from now, like now.
2015.
It's 2018.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the lyrics again. Drake didn't say much. It was just a bunch of great jokes in it. You understand?
Social media.
Just a bunch of social media. It's like
dozens.
Yeah, that's social what I mean. Media. Like, the whole song is a meme. So this is something I had plenty of discussions with my cousin because he never liked the song. He said he didn't say anything. Drake didn't really... I think, no, it's the difference between dissing them, like, in hip-hop terms, like, you want to go back to the classic in the 90s, where people used to kill each other for the diss track, compared to just making jokes at you in the whole song.
But like, all right, I know this is old, but I got to get on that. I just think that what Drake says, is it your tour or is your girl's tour? So I was like, yo, you just sunned him.
That's a good point.
Is it your tour or is it your girl's tour? Like, you can't come back.
That's the joke. That's what I'm saying. That's the joke. I didn't really see that as anything. No, now. I saw it as something back then, but now.
I still see it as something like that.
I don't see it as anything. It's strange. Let's play the song.
Dumpy, real ting. And let's talk about it. OVO ting. Bad boy ting. Real ting.
What? And I'm sorry. And then I was going to say, that Meek Mill came back with that Undertaker theme song.
Dude, you make me go back to 2015.
He made me go back to it. I was just so disappointed.
Yeah. Listen, Meek is free. Meek is doing well.
Yes, I love Meek. Do your thing, bro.
Hey, but another story that came out of this, let's just call this episode the Surgical Summer episode, because Drake responded with a Duppy freestyle. And for all of you who do not know, Duppy is Jamaican patois for ghosts.
Yeah.
Okay, and Drake was... Y'all gonna hear it yourself. Drake was pretty disrespectful. All right, we'll be right back. Black Seinfeld, Drake, Duppy, Real Ting, OVO Ting.
I'm in shock. The nerve, the audacity. Okay. So if you rebuke me for working with someone else on a couple of V's, what do you really think of the that's making your beats? I've done things for him I thought that he never would need. Father had to stretch his hands out and get it from me. I pop style for 30 hours then let him repeat. Now you popping up with the jokes, I'm dead, I'm asleep. I just left from over by y'all putting pen to the sheets. Tired of sitting quiet and helping my enemies eat. Keep getting temperature checks, they know that my head overheats. Don't know why the listen to Denim and Steve. Must have had your infrared wrong, now your head in a beam. Y'all are the spitting image of whatever jealousy breeds. Don't push me when I'm in album mode. You're not even top five as far as your label talent goes. You send shots, well, I gotta challenge those. But I bring calicos to the Alamo. I could never have a Virgil in my circle and hold him back because he makes me nervous. I want to see my brothers flourish to their higher purpose. You leeches and serpents, I think it's good that now the teachers are learning. Yeah, your brother said it was your cousin and him and you. So you don't rap what you did, you just rap what you knew. Don't be ashamed, there's plenty that do what you do. There's no malice in your heart, you an approachable dude. Man, you might have sold the college kids for Nike and Mercedes, but you act like you sold drugs for Escobar in the 80s. I had a microphone of yours, but then the signature faded. I think that pretty much resembles what's been happening lately. Please believe your demise will be televised. Yeah, and as for Q, man, I changed his life a couple times. Was at Kroger working double time. Y'all acting like you made the boy when I was trying to help the guy. Yeah. Who gassed you to play with me? Man, you made it as easy as ABCs. Whoever's supposedly making me hits, but ain't got no hits, sound like they need me. My hooks did it. My lyrics did it. My spirit did it. I'm fearless with it. Yeah. I really shouldn't have given you none of my time. Cause you older than the you running behind. Look, holler at me when you multi-million. I told you keep playing with my name and I'ma let it ring on you like Virginia Williams.
I'm too resilient. Get out your feelings. It's gonna be a cool summer for you. I told Weezy and Baby I'ma done them for you. Tell Ye we got an invoice coming to you, considering that we just sold another 20 for you.
To be honest, the P.
So Gio, what's your initial thoughts on
when
it first came out? Because I had my thoughts on it. We spoke about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's your thoughts?
My thoughts on it was this. Drake was hella disrespectful, okay? Duppy was real ting. It was a real ting. It's better than back-to-back, in my opinion, okay? I didn't agree with Drake going at Ye like that, because Ye ain't do nothing in this. This is strictly between Pusha and Drake. I didn't like the fact that he came at Ye, but them Ye bars was fire. Okay, he was very factual in his statements of working on certain Ye songs. You know, he's like, yo, Father had to stretch his hands out. You know what I mean? That's some real ish right there. Pop style for 30 out. That's some real ish, man.
My thing with that is everybody knows about it,
mm-hmm,
because Kanye told everybody about it.
Right.
No, that's my thing. It's like, oh, shout out to Drake for helping me out on this song. Okay. And he said, I helped you out on the song. We know. All right. What's next?
No, the thing is,
That's my thing. That's my take about this freestyle.
Right.
I don't care for it.
Well, I know
I thought
you
it was whack.
I know you don't, okay, because you think Beefs is overrated and blah, blah, blah.
No,
blah,
but
blah.
I still have to have an opinion on the track.
Mm-hmm.
I do think all Beef is overrated. It's letting everybody know that. It's only hip-hop that's, like, out here. But we're in the social media age, so it worked.
Without Beef, there isn't any hip-hop, though. Without Beef, a lot of your favorite rappers wouldn't be in the positions that they are now. If there's no Beef in hip hop, there wouldn't be 50.
No, that's great. Yeah, I know. There wouldn't be KRS-One either.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I understand that.
T.I. wouldn't be on the level that he is.
Yeah, Roxanne.
Ja Rule will still be out here in these streets.
I could still call.
Shout out to Ja. I'm not dissing you, Ja. I swear I'm not.
I could still call Beef overrated.
No.
I agree with him.
Yeah.
Because, like, at the end of the day, these dudes got jobs. They got money to pay their bills. Like, when you think about Beef, you think about, like, dudes from Pennsylvania Avenue beefing with dudes from Livonia Avenue. That's when I think about Beef. Like, that's Beef.
Yeah, because at the end of the day,
what's Beef? Beef is when you come to the streets.
At the end of the day, you know, a couple months from now, we're going to forget it and going to continue.
Oh, no, we're not forgetting this. We still didn't forget about Drake and Meek. We didn't forget.
Oh, yeah? Free Meek?
Yeah.
Nobody was with that Free Meek.
Yeah, everybody had to take that energy out of here. Everybody was telling him, welcome home, but everybody was talking about, is it your tour, is your girl's tour? Yeah.
No, First off, that was 3 years ago. And second off, Meek went to jail unjustly.
He just said it.
I said it was 3 years ago, and now Meek went to jail unjustly.
Free Meek, right?
Absolutely Free Meek.
All right.
Why shouldn't we Free Meek?
All right.
He went to jail unjustly for popping wheelies, right?
We don't have that same energy now. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, we absolutely do, because Ja Rule went online and said, yo, I'm one of the most influential rappers ever, and people shut him down, right?
That's different,
right?
Because 50 Cent is still a monster.
But so what? We still have that same energy for certain people,
I mean,
right?
Ja Rule went to jail, too.
But we didn't care, did we?
I'm just saying.
We didn't care, did we?
No.
Okay, then.
What are you going for jail for?
I don't even know.
Exactly.
I think it was taxes.
Taxes.
Yeah, it was taxes.
Rappers
and taxes. Possession of a fire mountain or something like that.
No one cares about that. Except for T.I. and when Lil Wayne.
T.I.
Yeah. But in my opinion, I didn't think he said anything. Like, I don't know. Every time this song played, it was playing on Hot 97 for like 40 minutes. And I just like, this is okay. This is a good comeback. It's a great response.
That's why I said personally it's a tie.
I feel like this is the level one response, you
right.
know? Because, like I said, Pusha T's been dissing him for years, mm-hmm. and he gave Pusha T a full song just for him, which mm-hmm. is perfect. This is level one. We have the whole summer. I know there's going to be a round two. There was a back-to-back.
Yeah.
Remember before back-to-back?
Charged up.
Which was nothing, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But we were expecting, you know,
yeah, and then
response.
and then Drake was like, I waited 4 days. Where y'all at? And then, yeah. But, Mike, you were shaking your head no.
I disagree. Well, I think Drake won. Drake said you're not top five in your own label.
But yes, he is.
But I'm just saying, like, people going to look at that like, oh, that's a ball. Like, that's a line, though.
It's hella disrespectful.
That's a line, bro. You're not even top
He mentioned his fiance, Virginia Williams, in a track.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
He also addressed the whole Quentin thing. He's like, yo, you know, I was trying to help the kid out.
Shout out to Quentin
I was trying to give him a shot.
Making the song the other day. Well, the same night. He did it yesterday. He's like, I just had a job and just wanted to make some money. Sound really sad on the freestyle.
I think up until this point.
Without looking at the lyrics, what else did he say?
Oh, that I'ma call Weezy and Baby just to dun him for you.
Yeah.
I remember
I feel like a Lil Wayne could come out with a really good diss song though. You don't think he would?
Wayne ain't gonna diss Pusha.
No?
He don't got smoke with Pusha.
Pusha got smoke with him for like 10 years.
The whole team.
Right, but yeah. But he even said in a Breakfast Club interview, like, that was years ago, man. I ain't got no smoke with Wayne.
Gotcha.
He did say that.
You probably agree with him. It's like, yeah, I can't retire. what album was he supposed to drop before he could retire?
Who, Weezy?
Yeah.
5.
Yeah, the Carter 5.
Come on, man. You should know that. Carter 5 that Martin Shkreli claimed to have.
Interesting. He can't retire until Carter 5. Yeah, pretty much. He announced Carter 5 same year as Carter 4.
But is he going to retire like Jay-Z retire?
I don't know.
Jay-Z did the Black Album. He had his retirement tour, and then he dropped Dear Summer like a year later.
Oh, really?
Dear Summer? Yeah. Oh,
yeah, he did.
Okay.
Damn, he did.
That was a great song.
But I just felt like it was just a good little response. I didn't think, you know, Drake won that round. I felt like it was a nice tie. I felt like it was 1-1.
No, this is round one. That's how I felt. Yeah. I felt this is like the intro to what the real war is going to bring.
I feel like this is the NBA Finals, and this is like a nice stalemate right now. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's round one.
This is a nice stalemate.
No, I don't think it's NBA Finals. I think this is round one. This is the round one of the playoffs.
He put butter on the pan and is about to scramble the eggs and put it in, mix it up together. That's what he's about to do.
That's the level it is right now.
And do you think the actual eggs right now is the story of Adidon? Adidon?
Well, the way it works is whoever last person to respond is the one with the most heat.
Yeah, Drake is gonna come up with some heat.
Yeah, but what heat? What can Drake say after that disrespect?
Hey,
he could
known as the story of Adidon.
He'll find something.
Yeah, that's the kind of way. Something.
But what is he like? That new Pusha track that just dropped. It was some back down type of disrespect. Ain't one of you N-words got sickle cells or some disrespect.
Yeah, same
level. It's disrespectful.
Before we get
Drake
there.
Drake got to fight him, bro. I'm sorry.
Before
Drake
we get
fight
there,
him.
One thing I realize in hip-hop, like, if you want smoke, you need to have, like, you got to prepare for the future.
Call me Mr. Chimney.
Right? You got to prepare for the future. Remember when Drake dropped Back to Back and said, there's a 3-peat on the way.
He did a play. He did play some 3-peat at the OVO Fest.
Exactly. So that means he was ready. He's prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the same thing for Drake now. So I assume once he did the first diss song, mm-hmm. he has something prepared.
He has something prepared. But was he expecting all that smoke coming from that grill that Pusha just dished out like that, naming his baby mama, his alleged son?
I feel like it's like politicians. You know, it's like. You know, politicians have things in their past, and they have to make sure that the campaign manager searched through the whole background check. You know, so I think Drake thinks that Pusha T has nothing on him besides Quentin, because that's all he said in the infrared.
Boy, was Drake wrong.
That's my opinion.
Drake was in blackface, bro.
No, that's the thing.
Uh-huh.
That we're not getting there yet. We're still talking about Drake.
Oh,
so I know, it's crazy. So my thing is, Drake attacked Pusha with everything you could think of. Quick bar at Ye, talking about his past, his brother, his cousin. Mm-hmm. No malice. Talking about that he's old, you know, that he's 1 month younger than Kanye, which I didn't know that, to be honest.
Yeah, he said you're running with the dude that's younger than you.
November 77.
Yeah.
He is November 77. He's 40.
So, yeah, they're both from 77.
Yeah.
So I was okay.
Said, you're running with the dude who's younger than you.
I don't really see that as a problem either.
Yeah. Age ain't nothing but a number in hip-hop.
But that's
no hip hop is different. I mean, of course you have your contemporaries like Rick, Jay and stuff now. But
Rick Ross is 42.
True, but Rick Ross has been in the game for a while. I said you have your contemporaries like Jay and Ross.
Like talent, recognized talent. If you feel someone is younger than you, has more talent than you, you should if you feel that person is a leader, they should bring it up.
Right. Hip hop has always been a young man's sport.
Yeah, facts.
We should know that.
In the words of Nelly, yeah.
Facts. But now we're actually now starting to see where a lot of older guys can now you know, still be in here. There's only one older guy.
Thanks to Jay-Z.
Back in the day.
You have to thank Jay-Z for still bringing old like, rappers still in the game.
But even then, there was, like, years ago, like 10 years ago, there was only one older guy that was there from the 80s that was still doing real things. And that was LL, but now LL fell off.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that, the fall.
That freestyle.
Yeah.
But that's my opinion of Duffy freestyle. I feel like it was all right. Like you said, this is like the butter.
It was good. It was good.
Yeah, it was good. This is good. This was like the butter on the pan before it really starts cooking.
You got no malice in your heart.
Yeah.
Disrespectful. Disrespect. Disrespect.
See, this is kind of where the line that got crossed when he said his fiance's name.
Virginia Williams.
So once whoever is the first person to cross the line first is like, oh, okay, now I'm really going to cross the line. Then it's on you.
And Drake and was the first one to ignite the flames.
Which is interesting.
What's
your thoughts on that, Mike? That's crossing the line. So.
Yeah, of course. You can't bring family into it. But if you look at past beefs over the year, past battles over the year, they do that. Yeah. Like, you know, Jay-Z and Nas. Like, when Jay-Z did Takeover, he said, you know who did, you know what. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to keep that between me and you.
Exactly. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's going to be, it's going to be disrespect.
That's why F your chick, you fat mother trucker. That's some real ish. Don't,
you know what I'm saying? And then, come on, 50. Then back down. Like, come on.
All yo, right. Mammy, yo, pappy, that chick you chased, any little dirty little kid. I freaking erase him.
Exactly. So,
bars.
That happens. It's going to be. Somebody's always going to cross the line because you want to, like, dismantle them as much as possible.
Right. I didn't think we were going to get on that level yet with pushing Drake. I thought it was.
Because Drake didn't cross the line with Meek, besides, you know,
the whole Nicki thing.
Well,
besides the whole masculinity thing.
And the Nicki thing. That was it.
You know?
But Meek didn't come with no bars. So it wasn't really worth it.
You think, like, in three-peat he'll cross the line somewhere?
I don't know.
Like, he'll to know. Just do a full total knockout. If it's necessary, he'll do a full total knockout. You know what I'm saying?
Well, remember, we only had a snippet of three-peat, so we don't know what else Drake had in store for
him. See, that's what I mean. I mean, like, depending on who you... Wherever the culture... It allows you to go. Mm-hmm. Somebody is going to cross the line somewhere.
It depends on the situation. It depends on the situation. Like I said,
and I didn't think this situation was going to be like this personal, but man, was I wrong.
So I like the beat. Drake pretty much had this kind of action to it. It's like, oh, I don't want to do it, but I got to do it.
He was very Canadian. He's like, I'm so shocked. I'm so shocked.
Like I said earlier, it's just ironic. Like how that Pusha T was like Drake's favorite rappers growing up. And now they're like going back and forth. So this kid is like I guess he's kind of like living his dream right now. He's beefing with his favorite rapper.
Hey, that's cool.
Hey, man.
One thing he said about Kanye, the Virgil lines, which is pretty interesting. But I don't agree with that line because it kind of looks bad on Drake, though.
How does that look bad on Drake?
Besides The Weeknd, who in Drake's OVO team pretty much like...
Is a superstar.
From what I see in the social media, people say that... you've seen it before. Drake is holding back Party Next Door.
I agree with that. Because I feel that Party Next Door has a Drake style. And I feel like...
Really?
I
feel like he's just a hook man.
Doesn't make sense right now. Like, he got Drake vibes with me. Like, so I feel like if he, like, pushes him more, like, people might, compare the two. And, like, he wants to be that only sound on the radio.
Because from that bar, it's like, I could imagine if Pusha T comes up with another song. It's like, well, let's talk about everybody. Let's talk about everybody on OVO that isn't doing anything right now.
That's fair.
What happened to McConan? You signed him for a year and
he dropped him.
He was a star. He was a star for like 3 months.
That's disrespectful.
No, it's not. McConan was talking trash though, Bastion.
No, you only talk trash when you know. You only talk trash when you know you're not getting anything out of it. That's like when Frank.
Because everybody signs
to Def Jam and realize Def Jam can't help them out.
No, you know what's the problem?
Yeah.
Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Did you like McConan's part?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. But you listen because Drake was on it, though, right?
That's how it was playing on the radio.
That's how it always is with Drake, though. If Drake is featured on something, you're going to want to hear Drake's part, especially with McConan.
Versace.
Drake was on it.
905.
Dude, I understand.
JB Block
Boy. But if it's your artist, you have to build your artist from scratch.
Yeah, I agree with you. He was building McConan.
I disagree with that, my brother.
Tuesday was a hit, and then that whole, they found that tweet of McConan going at Drake, and then they were like, all right, peace.
That's not how it works. All right.
That's how it went down. Do I agree with it? No, but that's how Drake is. You're forgetting. Drake is Canadian, sir. You keep forgetting. He's Canadian, and he's light-skinned.
History
check. Stop it.
Lil Bow Wow. Who built him up? Jermaine Jackson. No, not
Jermaine Jackson. Jermaine Dupri.
Jermaine Dupri, right? It's early morning. Jermaine Dupri built him up. It takes time to build up an artist.
Right.
Okay?
But he had a hit right out the gate, though.
Exactly.
Lil Bow Wow didn't.
But hits, everybody has hits.
Mm. No, not everyone has hits.
What happened to...
Yeah.
Stop. Stop bashing. I keep telling you, stop trying to out hip hop me in this, all
right? Okay. Artists, up and coming artists could have a hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And nothing will happen after that. They could have a good first album, but the second album is a flop. Right.
Okay, that's fair.
For McConan, he had the hit single.
Right.
Now he's supposed to bring in the album in order to, you know, take that energy.
But what happened? That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I think you need another single. I think you need to have the momentum of that song and then bring another. Like Cardi B, for example. Cardi B did Bodak Yellow.
Yeah.
And then she did Drip. Like, she just kept on coming with hits and hits and hits and hits.
But her first real hit was Forever, though, off the Gangsta B.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Exactly. And she built it. Right. You need to build. You just can't have one hit.
And that's how you build an artist. Because you could talk about Jay.
I'm with you.
Okay, okay.
But due to the circumstances that happened with McConan, they dropped him. As soon as Tuesday blew up, they started digging into McConan's past. They saw the tweet. They blew that up. Drake was like, word, you was talking all this ish. Bye. And then he got suplexed off the stage, if you remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
Troy F.
I don't even believe that part of why they dropped him.
That's one of the reasons why they dropped him.
I don't believe that part.
One of the reasons why they dropped
Drake him. Drake is Canadian, bro. You not understand it. He's sensitive.
But also, I felt like they felt like he ran his course, too. So, like, that was just, like... an excuse just to get rid of him.
That's what, yeah.
Yeah, because if he had a, like another hit, they would like be like, all right, we'll rock with him. Because if they making him money, they're not going to leave.
My prediction is after Drake, this is Pusha T again. If he does,
he has to fight him.
The public wants to fight him.
He has to body him.
The
public asked for a rematch.
This is what we need. Drake, in order for Drake to come out on top right now, Drake needs a level of Back Down, Ether, Hit 'Em Up, and the 6 Infinity Stones.
No Vaseline.
And can Drake do it? I don't know.
Nah, no Vaseline is like you're attacking yourself.
You're attacking
your crew. Like, if he let's say he quit OVO and dissed his own crew, that's no Vaseline.
Family business.
He needs How to Rob. Like, he's like that.
Yo, let's play the next track.
Let's just play what we've been talking about for the past, 15 minutes.
It kind of intertwined because we had to compare. We should play both of them back to back.
Well, yeah, but let's listen to this Pusha response that he dropped yesterday. Well, Tuesday. Let's just say Tuesday. Man, it's disrespectful. We'll be right back. Black Seinfeld. Listen for yourself, people.
Easy money. It's about to be a surgical summer. Chop the tops off the coupes. The 488. The spider joint. And you know we gotta cut the heads off these snakes, right? Watch the body drop. Drug dealing aside, goose right in the side. Let's have a heart to heart about your pride. Even though you're multi, I see that your soul don't look alive. The M's count different when baby divides the pie. Wait, let's examine why. Your music for the past few years been angry and full of lies. I started at the home front, I'm on one. Dennis Graham, stay off the gram. I'm on one. You mention wedding ring like it's a bad thing. Your father walked away at 5, hell of a dad thing. Marriage is something that Sandy never had, Drake. How you a winner, but she keep coming in last place. Monkey suit, Dennis, you parade him. A Steve Harvey suit, made him. Confused, always felt you weren't black enough. Afraid to grow it cause your fro wouldn't nap enough.
Since you name dropped my fiance, let them know who you chose as your Beyonce. Sophie knows better as your baby mother. Cleaned her up for IG, but the stench is on her. Her baby's involved, it's deeper than rap. We talking character, let me keep with the facts.
Deeper than rap!
Child. Let that boy come home, deadbeat mother. Playing Border Patrol. Ooh. Adonis is your son, and he deserves more than an Adidas press run. That's real. Love that baby, respect that girl. Forget she's a porn star, let her be your world. Yeah. How dare you put yay in my verses? I'm selfish, I want all of the curses. I'm pre-booking the churches. Me versus three hearses. If we all go to hell, it'll be worth it. Already aligned with the greats. And on that same note, the only ones I chase are two ghosts. Still giving you classics. That's the only thing that dates me. OVO 40, hunched over like he 80. Tick, tick, tick. How much time he got, that man is sick, sick, sick. I got the devil flow. Six, six, six. Surgical summer with it. Snip, snip, snip. And you don't really want it with him. Surgical summer volume one. We gonna take this slow. We just gonna peel it back layer by layer. Yeah.
Woo! Man. Man, Mike, how can you sit there honestly with yourself and not think Pusha just body Drake?
I don't like the beat. I don't like the beat for it.
You don't like the OJ beat?
I don't like the beat. It wasn't the right beat for the diss track. It was like when I think about the story of OJ, like I just think about like, you know,
black excellence.
Yes, black excellence and consciousness. I don't
think this was black excellence right here.
Nah, I need like the hit 'em up beat or the back down beat.
All right, I'll give you that.
Or the shook ones beat or something like that.
I'll give you that. The beat could chose a different beat.
Yeah. If it was a different beat, I'd be on it.
Okay, right. But
content wise, it was dope. I just didn't like the beat.
All right. Fine. Let's talk about the bars then.
Let's just talk about the bar. Talk about your favorite bar, Bastion. Just go. I know you have it. just go on.
All right, let me tell you. I was walking back home, and I saw someone on Twitter say, "Everybody, it's the Hot 97. No one listens to Hot 97 unless you have to listen to Hot 97."
True.
And I was like,
"All right." Disrespect.
No disrespect to Hot 97.
Except for Ebro, full disrespect. Go on.
So I hit up Gio. I was like, "Yo, go Hot 97." I started listening to the song. Crazy. And kept talking about it, going back and forth. One bar he said that was like,
OVO hunched over like he 80. Tick, tick, tick. How much he got that man? Sick, sick, sick. I got that devil flow. Sick, 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 six.
Which is crazy. That means like he doesn't care anymore.
No, he doesn't care anymore.
He's going all out. Whatever he says, everything he says is like.
He mentioned his fiance, so he revealed the Beyonce.
So that was why I asked you about the lineman cross. So when you say that, what could you do after that?
Yeah. You just got to find something harder.
What Drake? Exactly. What can Drake say after revealing his alleged kid and porn star baby mom?
I mean, like I said, Nas dropped Ethan.
That is true.
You know, when Jay-Z said, you know what, did you know, you know what I'm saying?
The thing about Ether that people forgot.
It was nothing factual, though.
But it was like 3 months after the takeover, right?
Yeah, true.
Yes. It was like on Jay-Z's birthday, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, quick question. Yes, sir. Did you feel that Pusha T had to diss him like the same day that people were kind of asking for like 24 hours?
Well, this is a different era we live in. This isn't the same 2001 hip hop era. This is a era that takes information very fast and very quick. So, yes, I think I didn't expect Pusha to respond so quickly, to be honest. I thought we were going to wait like another week.
Okay.
And maybe
you want it faster?
Yep.
You want it like the same
day? Yeah, if somebody
you want
disses,
a yuck mouth type of
yes,
response?
If somebody diss me, I got to go in the studio right now in my slippers.
My thing is that it's like it's press week. You understand?
Yeah.
So it's like his timing is just bad. Like he can't get in the studio until he's done with the like couple things in the press. Then he'll probably like after Memorial Weekend. Because this happened after Memorial Weekend. He had Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday afternoon, bam.
Right.
This is such great publicity.
When would you want Drake to respond, Mike? I'm giving him till the weekend.
Yes. The weekend is perfect.
Not 24 hours like they want
Friday night.
To push the tea?
Friday.
Friday?
Friday. Because Flex show on Friday is always lit. And if the track drops on Friday, Flex is going to play like 30 times. And then like everybody's going to be Team Drake again.
I want to shout out to Flex for saying I'm he had to play it.
Absolutely.
Because he played Drake's song for like 40 minutes. So
it's just for hip hop, man.
He didn't want no crossfire.
Yeah, this is hip hop stuff, man. This is nothing personal. This is straight hip hop right here. The fans are enjoying this. I'm enjoying this right now. Yeah.
Now I see there's a battle, you know. Now it's something interesting.
Straight disrespect.
I don't know how long it will last, but I'm not occupied. I'm not really concentrating on that portion. I'm just trying to see, like, what Drake's going to do with that. He is in album-making mode.
Exactly.
What does that mean? That means he has bars.
He does have bars, but you know it would be fire if Drake did? If Drake just scrapped his entire, like, track list. And just made a whole, just like a 50 Cent Get Rich or Die Trying diss album to push.
How many songs were all, like, every song was a diss track?
Yeah, every song, but it was a lot. It was like, it was Back Down, it was Life's on the Line, it was Wanksta.
Yeah.
It was a couple.
Okay.
It was a couple.
The Massacre was like that too.
Massacre was definitely Piggy Bank, right?
Yes, Piggy Bank. If you hear
the G Unit album too.
Piggy Bank, who was that for?
Piggy Bank was Ja Rule, Fat Joe, Jadakiss, Nas, The Game, like everybody.
And let's not forget
that was a hit single.
It was, and let's not forget the G Unit album too. I Smelt. Is That You, Irv?
Hated to Love It remix. Like everybody, like The Game, even like this. Irv Gotti and Ja Rule on Hated to Love It remix.
Yeah, Ashanti got a new boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I remember that one. That was playing on the radio all the time.
Yeah.
So I feel like if Drake needs to win this battle, he has to come out with a diss album.
He even called out his dad, you know?
Yes, for being a piece of crap father, for not being in his
life. Yeah.
And they called him out for being a piece of crap father.
So he's just stirring the cycle of the missing black man in the family. That is crazy.
And he went back to the marriage thing. It's like, your mom. this is why I said crossing the line. Once he did that, then everything was brought into light.
Do you understand why I say this is like hit him up type of like one of y'all jiggas got sickle cell or something?
Yeah.
Type of disrespect? Yeah. Like he aimed for the heart, bro. This is like Van Helsing.
No other genre.
This
can
is
do
Van
this.
Helsing taking a steak knife through the heart, bro.
No other genre can do this.
And this is why I love hip hop, man. This is why I love hip hop, because you don't see that, man. Yeah. This is the land of Mohicans out here. This is the land of the hyenas, as Sway and Heather B would be saying, bro. Oh yeah, we gotta wrap up. Final thoughts on this battle. What do we hope to see out of this?
Tune in next week. If there's a callback, we'll continue this conversation.
Is Push invited to Summer Jam? I just want to know.
Yeah, the whole good music invited.
He better do some he better do some Nas hanging Jay-Z off of Summer Jam. Oh my god. That's all I gotta say for Black Seinfeld, y'all. If
we'll
you
be back
this,
we'll be back next week. Peace.